Hi, everyone. Welcome Hello. To
Don't Fear What They Fear. With Robbie and Joy. I'm Robbie, obviously.
I'm Joy. Welcome. And today is going to be a little bit different.
Well, first off, it's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Well, actually, yesterday was Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. That's right, huh? We put it on Mondays. So yeah. It was the day after Mother's Day. So we just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. My mom, Deborah, my stepmom, Mariah.
And my mom. Oh, yeah. My mama.
We just thank you. It would just big impact. Moms are such a big impact. Like I'm sure there's so much that it just goes right past we grow up doing and we take moms for granted and we just want to put a shout out for moms.
Yeah, thanks to all the moms because man, it's hard work. You know, hard work. And I thank God for His guidance because it's rough at times. Yep. At times, I feel like I'm all, it's a rough to be a mom.
Well, yeah, at times, like, at 6 a.m., at 7 a.m., oh, 8 a.m.
But it's such a reward to be a mom, honestly. Like, it's the best role that God has put in my life is to, why am I going to cry?
Because you're a mom. We've been blessed with two awesome little kids here on earth. And
yeah.
We just, you know. You're a really good mom.
I'm very happy. I'm so glad to be part of discipling our kids, you know, not just being a mom, but also being called to disciple your kids is the most awesome role that we could ever be given by God. Yep. So I just appreciate God allowing me to be mom to these two beautiful kids and I trust God with my children. So
yep, for sure.
All right. So it's gonna be a little bit different today. Yep. Last week we talked about Matthew 20. And this week we're just gonna do a little bit of chatting about certain things, topics, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of like unrehearsed too.
Unrehearsed, yeah. It's kind of weird. Oh, I don't have notes or anything.
Yeah, it's weird for me to kind of talking off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So I stutter sometimes and I won't be able to answer clearly, but if I do say something that makes no sense, we'll do a correction at some point.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can always
email us. And chime in too. We want some comments too.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's so easy to hear somebody, or if you're listening to different podcasts or to anybody, right? And you assume certain things without asking questions. I think it serves us nothing.
Also, really, yeah, you know? This is kind of like a Q&A podcast, but we have nobody giving us any questions yet. so we are making up questions for you.
Yeah, we're making up questions for you. Actually, we do have daily questions, you know, when people we meet or we our daily day-to-day.
Yeah, so and friends and family have asked us questions.
And so, and one of the questions that I've been asked is that if we are getting paid, so something to do with money, that's always kind of awkward.
I think it's more of asking, like, do we plan on getting paid for it?
Right.
Do we plan on
making it into a career?
Yeah, quitting our job.
Quitting job, like that. That's not really how I feel like God is calling us to. I feel like when He put this in our hearts, I feel like it was
Definitely not for income.
Not for income, yeah. For sure. God's blessed us with really good jobs, allowed me to be able to work part-time and still continue to do what we're doing.
Yep.
And so I don't see myself getting paid.
No, yeah. So we're definitely not going to use any – if we do get income from this, which we'll get into in a minute – it's not going to go to us. It would, it would help us be able to afford to upgrade some equipment, maybe. It will help us to pay for the services of our website the services that we're able to put these podcasts out on.
Yes.
And anything that comes above that, we want to return back to our community.
Right.
So most likely that would be back to our church and to unless there's special things that need to happen. We plan on giving it to the youth ministries of our church.
Yes. So we're partnering up with the Young Adults Youth Ministry of Grace Community Church.
Not just the young adults, but also the youth group.
The youth group, the
high schoolers, basically.
Yes. So Pastor Jacob of the is the youth pastor of Grace Community Church. We talked to him about this. And so if it's in our heart to give back to the youth, because I think it's important for us to, especially now, to really try to, so try to really support the youth now.
Yeah, and I think this world is so easily distracting.
Yeah.
That, the youth need to have access to
this community. Bible and the community and the being taught about Jesus and all the fun stuff. I feel like when you are young, you like to have fun. You like to, you know, and it gives them a place that allows them to have fun, but also in a manner that is Christ-centered.
Yes, for sure. And so I think that's important to us. So that's what we talk to them, and we've spoken to Jacob about it. So that, if we do get any kind of extra income coming in from this, because we know our videos on YouTube monetized.
Yeah. It can be monetized. It hasn't, it's not, we're not getting any money right now.
Yeah.
The question that was asked several times, so we needed to kind of talk about it and pray about it. And we know that in YouTube or in any social media, there is a chance that you can get money.
Yeah.
And so we're just putting it now that way that if there's a chance that we do make money out of it.
Yeah, that we know that we're being transparent, that we know where it's going to go. We're being transparent,
yes.
Also, we have the website open now.
Yes.
Right? And then so you do have, there's a spot for gifting if anybody was felt.
Yeah, so I'm still trying to work on the website to where people can give donations to.
And we were, so Joy and I were talking about this a lot, and we weren't sure if we wanted to do this or not. But my grandmother, she runs ministries for a long time.
Yes.
And she said that for us to be able to have that option for anybody that's interested, because the Lord could talk to somebody and tell and direct them to give to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, that's not what we were comfortable with at first, but because what my grandma had brought up was that if God puts it on someone's heart to give to you, there should be a way that they should be able to do that. And we were thinking about it that way. Like we just kind of talked about this in our last episode. Are we doing things to earn things with the reward, or are we doing, and you said go to that straight line with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we are making this available. And we want to be transparent that if stuff does be given to this ministry, that we're letting you know where it goes. So first, it'll go to help pay for services and
that. And the stuff that and we're using
anything
now.
Extra is not going to go to us for our own desires. It'll go to the ministry of us on our podcast and production, and then anything extra will then go to the church for the youth group. So we just want to be transparent about that.
Yes. And also, like, if there's certain times to where we're trying to raise money, it would also allow people to help that ministry.
Yeah.
And so
and at those times, we will be clear about it, too.
Like, yes.
If there's something that comes up to us and on our hearts. Actually, that's a really good point, too, is that maybe that gifting area of the website isn't for now, but at some point maybe we do have something that's on our heart that we do ask people
to
and it allows a way. But we will always, our promise to you is that we will always be transparent about it.
Yes.
I don't want you guys I don't want to be any temptation of using that money for something for my own desires.
Mm-hmm.
I want that money
for God's kingdom.
And yes. So I want to put that on the table and be transparent about it.
Mm-hmm. So now we just kind of like summarize that a little bit. So if we do get donations, because what we want to do is we do use like services to help run this podcast. And so, and right now we're using our own money for that. And so hopefully we get some help that it will help just, what do you call that? Help run those programs without us having to pay for it, because we do have good jobs, but
For me, I think what would be awesome is that if you guys like and subscribe and share our podcast, that we have enough traffic on these social media websites, that the social media, the websites themselves will start to pay us.
Yes.
And then that money could pay for our services. Yes. I think that would be a huge blessing.
Right.
And then that way, if any of you guys' gifts do come in, would be for upgrading equipment or going to the youth.
Yes.
I think that would be such a huge blessing. And so the very first thing you could do to help us is to like, to subscribe, to share our content, to help, one, put God's word out more, to reach more people. Joy's learning a lot about the algorithms with Facebook and YouTube,
it's so just crazy.
A crazy world of stuff at that. But I know one thing that does help with those algorithms is liking, subscribing, commenting, getting involved, and the traffic that is seen will multiply. And if we get enough traffic coming into our production, then those websites themselves will start to pay us. And maybe, and that right there, my dream would be to pay for itself.
You're right. To pay for all the services that we've been using.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And so, secondly, then if a donation comes in, I wanted to make it so that you can either go to general, or if there's any specific things that we're trying to raise, you can all have that option.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, if you want to give to us, we are so, so thankful for you, because we definitely will use that for God's glory and for his kingdom.
Yes.
And we're so grateful that you're able to give that gift. Just know that we also know other places that could use that more than we do. So if there's something that you just have it in your heart to give a gift and you don't know and you just want to give to us, there are other places that can use it more than we do. But if God's specifically telling you to give to us, we thank you for that. And in another way to support us, there's certain equipments that we don't really necessarily need, but it would be helpful for this ministry. So if you wanted to give that way, I can also have Amazon, to where the stuff that we need,
like a wish list.
Oh, okay. And that's that cool. way, like, you can purchase those for us for this ministry. And that way, that's another way to support us. And also, I'm selling merchandise on our website.
Mm-hmm. She's got some good photos.
Yeah. So I'm adding a little bit more. It's taking me a while because I'm currently working a little bit more than I want. So I'm trying to go back to not working so much.
Balance is a hard thing to find.
Yes. And you know what? Nothing is hard for God. And so,
yeah.
And that's another way for us to kind of start to get a little bit more money to pay off for the services we're currently using now.
Yep.
And so, like I said, we want to be transparent, and we want everything to be working in God's kingdom, not in our own pocket, because
I
said, we are so blessed to God's given us good jobs.
Yeah,
that we don't.
The gift of a great job. I know it came from the Lord, because I was struggling at the time with some other stuff. And this job that I have now, was gifted to me. What, 13 years now? 13 years at the company, mm-hmm. MBTA.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first applied for it, I prayed. It was a huge blessing then.
Yeah.
And so,
if you have any questions with giving or any of that, you can always message us. And if you have any questions, being transparent, especially in the heart of the ministry, is much needed.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be held accountable. We have an awesome church family who can put life, who can advise us for things that's, because of all this, with money wise, mm-hmm. I feel financial, because I think that, I don't know, I just get, it feels awkward, you know, to talk about stuff like this. And so, but I think it's much needed.
Yeah.
And so.
So what else we got? We got, you said you wanted to talk about some upcoming ideas with the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we'd just like to have more guests. I feel, you know.
And I had an idea.
Yeah.
That kind of. I haven't talked to you about yet.
Oh.
What if we do like 5-minute segments with the kids? Maybe I could sit down with Abby and we could talk over or something and do like a little, maybe we could put 2 5-minute segments together and make a little 10-minute thing with one with me and Abby and you and Bobby or something.
Oh, okay.
Like
that would be kind of
fun. That
would
be kind of a neat episode, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that idea.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. And also, like, if you want to partner with us and if you have ideas, if you want to start a podcast, but you don't know how.
Or if you want to be a guest.
Yes, if you want to be a guest, please let us know. We would love to sit with you and mm-hmm. we would love to talk about it. And if you wanted to just be part of this ministry and want to do your own podcast, but want to be in the Don't Fear What I Fear podcast.
Oh, yeah. We could have
another, yeah,
that'd be cool.
It'll be like our one under one roof. Mm-hmm. But you'll have your own show.
That'd be neat.
That would be kind of neat. And so,
and if you decide to do that, you don't have to do it on a weekly basis like we do.
Yes.
Just whatever you produce something, if you want to help, if you want us to help, or if you want to help us, either way. I'm sure Joy could figure that stuff out. That'd be cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. You know, like, so that's something that it's in your heart and we can pray about it. You should start. I think that it doesn't matter. You know what you have, you can use your phone or you can partner with us. And I don't know the details yet. I just kind of like thought about that.
Yeah, we can pray about it. I think this episode is, like I said, unrehearsed. So this is just kind of we're brainstorming here in front of the camera. And you kind of get to see how we think.
Yeah. And I think also like, I remember in the beginning of being a Christian, like I feel like I'm still a baby Christian, but I always think like, oh, I want to do that and I'm going to do it. You know, and at the end of the day, I'm so tired. And then God put it in my heart. It's like, why are you doing this? I didn't ever called you to do this by yourself.
Yeah, true.
You know, we are one church. Mm-hmm. We are God's people. And so we need to stop fighting against each other and just start working together to have one goal. And goal is to bring Jesus into the world. And so when God has put that in my heart, I stopped trying to
take it all on yourself.
Take it all on myself or trying to be better than the next Christian or, you know, try to like one up somebody, but instead like let's work together.
Yeah.
You know, let's work together.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we have to compete?
Yeah, no competition here.
Yeah.
We're all going one way. Yeah. And so,
And we should be, and going one way, we should be trying to talk to people going the opposite way. Hey, you need to go this way with us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, and mm-hmm. so that's what we want to do in this next, because this is going to be our second year in this podcast. And so, is there anything else?
Yeah, I got, I know we're not anywhere near the end of Matthew yet. So we're 20, like there's 28 chapters.
There's 28 chapters.
So we're still, we are kind of getting closer to the end.
Yes.
So maybe start having some suggestions as to where you want us to go next.
Yes.
I'm kind of thinking Acts, but we haven't really talked about it too much.
Yes. You want to do another long book?
Well, I think it would make sense because it's like jumping into right after the end of the Gospels,
and it's
going into Paul's ministry.
Yeah,
so I think it would kind of be kind of neat. So if you guys like that idea, can you let us know? Or if you want us to go into the Old Testament,
and
maybe we have enough people saying, "Hey, no, let's go here."
That would be interesting, then, because like you love history, and so a lot of the Old Testament is definitely history.
I think it would be kind of neat too. So my two suggestions are: there's a ton of Isaiah references in prophecy in Matthew.
Right.
Matthew does reference Isaiah a lot to prove prove Jesus's position.
Right.
Right. So I think maybe if we go Old Testament, I would say let's go into Isaiah.
Oh, man. That would actually be good.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of neat.
I kind of like that.
So I'm kind of torn. I want to go into Acts, but I also kind of want to go into Isaiah.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be neat.
So let us know. And just interaction. If giving us thumbs up is cool, subscribing is definitely cool. But I would like to see more comments. If we're saying something that kind of piques your interest, just let us know. Give a little bit of feedback would be kind of neat.
Yeah, I think we're in every podcast.
Some of those things don't allow a conversation.
Yeah,
back, but
It's because there's so many places that we're in every podcast platform, so it's hard. It's just Robbie and I, and so sometimes it's hard to go to every platform. So I think there are like 12 or 15, and so it's hard to go back and forth to every.
Oh, yes, all I know is two.
Yeah,
Spotify and YouTube.
Those are the main ones.
Yeah.
But I know people listen to Apple and Apple Podcasts. There's some people.
Oh, so maybe you have Google. Commented, and I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sorry about that.
So what makes it hard is because we don't have multiple people in production. It's just Robbie and I. And so if you could if you wanted to comment, and we appreciate those comments, either do go back to YouTube, because that's the main place that we are recording, or go to Spotify.
Does Spotify even allow comments? I don't remember.
They allow comments.
Oh, they do? Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I could, I apologize. I'm the one always asking for comments, and I the only one I check is YouTube. So I have been asking, and I haven't even checked either.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah. Cause I know that in every podcast platform, I see there's certain views, so I'm not really sure who's commenting, because it's hard for me to go in every one of them every month, and so every week. So
and if, so if you have commented and we haven't gotten back to you, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Right. Okay, cool. Not anything, that's all I got. Anything else that you wanted to talk about, or
No, that's it. I think that's like what we're wanted to talk about today is the financial stuff, so that at least like it will start to stir up questions of what, you know, if you have any more, if you have any advice, if you have any insight on that particular thing. Oh yeah, just know that so far, if you wanted to donate to us, we're currently not under like a nonprofit. We didn't really go back to that yet. So we are not able to give you a
tax. Yeah, there's no, we don't have
receipt
any of that.
Or anything. We don't, we just know that we can't give you any paper that says that you donated to a nonprofit. Those little details, we're just still praying about it. We're so new to that kind of stuff that all I know is that if you do donate to us, we can't give you a receipt.
A tax write-off stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So just so that you know that.
And we are going to work on that. Or just not, we haven't talked about that yet. We haven't talked about that.
We haven't really talked about it. Someone just brought it up to me, and I don't really know anything about that. I know that we could go through a nonprofit as far as our ministry goes, but that's I've heard it's like $2,000 to even try to apply, and we don't even have that kind of money to try to get into get our license to be.
Well, the Lord will provide it
if that's what he wants to do. Yes. Cool. And so, so yeah. And thank you guys for. Did I end
with a prayer? So we didn't start with a prayer this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we just thank you. Thank you. We always start these things with a praise, and thank you for being able to put us here. And I want to end it today with a praise, and thank you for putting us here, Lord. Just let your will be done, that this podcast reach people that you want to be reached. And which is everybody, Lord. And I just pray that it touches people's hearts, that whatever help we get, whatever is put on the people to help us, Lord, we want to be held accountable for it. And we want your glory to be shown. Allow us to be a light, and put out any darkness, Lord. And we just thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
I love you guys.
Peace.